All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, the 2015 Major League Baseball season has not ended yet, but the Miami Marlins appear to have a manager in place for the 2016 year, as they are set to name Don Mattingly as their new skipper. Now, Mattingly, of course, played for the New York Yankees for 14 years, and he was one of the better first basemen of his era, as he was a six-time American League All-Star, along with taking home AL MVP honors once. Now, Mattingly has spent the last 5 years as the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, where he compiled a record of 446-363 while he was 8-11 in the postseason. Now, Mattingly had high expectations in Los Angeles, especially when that roster was upgraded due to the new ownership group that came in. And you look at a guy like Mattingly as far as what he brings to the Marlins, he's going to bring respectability and he's going to bring accountability. I mean, this is a Marlins team that has not made the postseason since they last won the World Series in 2003. And they haven't even had a winning record since 2009. And it's a very interesting hire right here, because I expected a team like the Washington Nationals, who they really underachieved this year, and they needed somebody to get them over the hump to go after a guy like Mattingly. But instead, it was the Marlins, their divisional foe. Now, the Marlins are coming off of a year where they went 71-91, but they have D. Gordon, their second baseman. Of course, Mattingly is extremely familiar with him due to Gordon's time with the Dodgers. And he's coming off of a year where he led the National League in batting average along with stolen bases. The Marlins are hopeful and expecting to have a healthy Giancarlo Stanton back in this lineup. You look at the young stud and starting pitcher, Jose Fernandez, along with some other young talent in Marcel Ozuna and Adeyemi Echevarria. And it's a situation similar to what it was when Mattingly first took over the Dodgers. You remember some of that young talent that he had at the time with Matt Kemp and Russell Martin, just to name a few of the players that were out there at that time. And the Marlins have the young talent, but you just have to ask yourselves, how committed are they to winning? Because we've seen it in the past with their owner, Jeffrey Loria, as his team appeared to be on the cusp of turning the table and becoming a contender in the NL, and he would just completely blow things up. I mean, you already look at it. Dan Jennings was the general manager. He was brought in to replace Mike Redmond when he was fired earlier this year. Now, Jennings himself was fired today. So already there are question marks around this Marlins team. And you look at the structure and support that Mattingly had from his front office for the most part in Los Angeles. I don't see him getting anything close to that with the Marlins. So this is a very interesting hire. I mean, Mattingly is a tremendous baseball guy. He has a very sharp baseball mind. But you look at a guy like Jeffrey Loria, who's running this Marlins organization, and 2016 already is shaping up as a train wreck waiting to happen. But if there's anybody that can get something out of this potential that is the Miami Marlins club, it is Donnie Baseball. Folks, that is just going to about wrap it up here. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 8 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.